All right, guys, welcome and welcome again. This is going to be an exciting couple of minutes as we have guests on the show this morning, all the way from the beautiful city of Ontario in Canada. We will be chatting with the duo, a gospel Christian duo, who are not just, you know, partners in music, but partners in marriage as well. We're going to be chatting about their new album and a whole lot more. So, guys, please make welcome on the show Canadian-based Folari and Keziah. Woo woo! Good morning to you guys. How are you today?
Morning, morning, hi.
Good morning. So that's Folari, and we have Keziah.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, my.
Okay, now here's one question a lot of people have probably not asked you, because they know you guys as a group, Folari and Keziah, but maybe nobody really stopped to ask what your surname is, like what name holds both of you together.
Okay, so my last name is Babatunde.
Babatunde.
So I'm blessed. My wife decided to take both my first and last name.
Okay.
As our last name. So Keziah Folari Babatunde.
Okay, so Keziah Folari Babatunde. Fantastic. Great stuff. So there's a lot we have to chat about this morning. But let's see how much we can do with the little time we have. All right, so first thing, I have been wondering about this for so long while we play your songs and while we talk about you on the show. But now that you guys are here, it's a good time to ask you. How do you guys get to manage music and marriage? You know how it is when you have something on the home front, and then you go to work and you deal with different people on the work basis. But now you're more like home and work all together. How do you guys get to, you know, manage that?
Well, it's been an interesting journey. I guess the one thing I can say that helps us manage it will be a lot of communication.
Right.
Because there's a lot of things in at the same time. You have to communicate at a different level for us to be able to achieve the results that we're getting right now. So, for example, with the music fund and the marriage fund, we talk a lot over the phone while we're going from place to place.
Right.
So on my drive to work, I call him while he's at home, getting ready, and say, okay, we need to do this today, we need to achieve this today. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of that during the day to help us keep on top of our tasks, help us keep up on the things that we have to do on the music front, on the marriage front, on the home front. So it's a whole lot of communication, like the nitty-gritty, every single thing. Make sure that, you know, you're on top of this. Make sure that you're on top of that. And that's how I can, that's one of the key factors that I think has helped us get a lot of things done.
Wow.
And if I can, I think it's also trying to have win-win situations.
Okay.
So the things I love in terms of how the music should go, like the arrangement of a track or how an ad lib should be done. And my wife sometimes sees things differently. And I think one of the things we've had to learn to do to win-win, such that, for example, maybe I have my way on this track, for example.
Okay.
But I keep that at the back of my mind, knowing that, okay, I won that one. I'm not saying in terms of a battle, but she kind of let me have my way. Okay, I'm not really feeling that, but if that's what you want, okay, go ahead.
You can have
it. I've learned to defer on another track. So it's almost an unconscious thing. It wasn't something we talked about, but I think it was something we were conscious to do, knowing that it's not a solo project. It's a two-person project. So that you can have I don't want to use the word peace, but somewhat, so you can have peace and know that when 14 tracks, okay, I will love 7 of those tracks, and she will love 7, right?
So there's a balance. There's a balance at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, another thing also is, I would say for example, on the album, the 2 songs I sang exclusively, and she sang exclusively.
Right.
And it was because those songs, when we wrote them, we just felt, you own this. Like, you do this whatever way you want to do it. For example, Surrender It All, even though we co-write songs, it was easy to see, you know what, Folari, this is yours.
Okay.
And the song, like, You Deserve, after I was written, it was easy to see that, because, this is your song. So we're not trying to, like, on every song, have to be there.
Yeah.
It was more like, what is that? To us, and how are we feeling, and being truthful to that in the studio. So some of that happened at home, but some of that happened in the studio. Well, we got, even though we had the plan to sing together, we just felt, this is yours. Own the song. I'll sit down, I'll watch, and listen to it, and be blessed.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Now, that said, I bet nobody has asked you this question, but I'm going to ask. When are you guys breaking up? And I don't mean marriage, I mean music.
You mean breaking up and solo projects?
Yeah.
Really? It's an interesting question. I don't know how to ask.
I wouldn't say if it's breaking up. Okay. Because we just started, this is our first project together.
Yes.
And the truth is, when the Bible says two are better than one, it's not just a marriage. I think I found for this project, it was better than one. And we find every time we sound together. So, for example, there's some choruses or verses that we plan, oh, you start, and I will come in later. But we found most times we sounded better singing together. So, I think that's an encouragement to keep going. And I think ultimately also, we take pride in knowing that we're a couple doing things together.
Yeah.
It's not a common thing. We know so many artists in Nigeria in the States, but very few couples doing things together. And so we feel privileged to be in this, to be in this niche, and we're going to hold it for as long as we can.
I like that. Okay, Keziah.
Breaking up, in that sense.
Okay.
But what I wanted the viewers to know is that there's still a lot of individuality even in our duo. And you can see that reflected in the album.
That's true.
A lot of him, and then you see a lot of us together. So there'll be times where you'll hear just me, there'll be times where you just hear him.
Okay.
So that's our uniqueness and our individuality.
Okay.
Displayed. You can see the breaks of duo.
I see that because really, I mean, like Keziah said, I think I quite agree with you, and listening to the 14 track album, I can hear certain songs where Folarin takes the lead and sometimes you take the lead, that's okay, right? I just thought to just chip that in. Okay, so let's get into this, right? The music itself, you guys have been doing music for quite a while. I mean, maybe not as active as this, but maybe church music and stuff. At what point did you think it was ripe for you to start doing music professionally?
So it's very right. We've been doing music for almost upwards of 20 years individually, and then before we met. And then when we met, we also started doing music as well, but we started, I would say, professionally in 2013.
Okay.
While we're still in England. So that's the point where we started getting the feeling like there was more than what we're just doing.
Mm.
And then when we moved to Canada, finally, there was a season of rest from what we normally used to do as per church music, back-to-back rehearsal and choir. So that season of rest allowed us collate ourselves in terms of what's the next level for our music.
Okay.
And at that point in time, when we're praying and we're saying to God, how would you like us to go forward? He started giving us songs and songs and songs. So at that point in time, we wrote almost 30 songs. So it was just like the heavens opened and God began to release, sounds of heaven to us. And that was, for us, was the confirmation that this is the next level. Okay, God, what do you want us to do with this? And we decided to record this song, and the result is what you see on the 14 track album.
Fantastic.
But there's 15 more songs that we recorded on subsequent albums that we already have.
Fantastic. Okay, follow up. Okay.
And I just have to add and say that I think the other thing for us was, because our experience has been a journey from Nigeria to England, now to Canada, and I think we've been blessed to experience church in those three dimensions, in terms of a church in Nigeria, a church in England, a church in Canada.
Yeah.
And what we still felt was quite missing was that multicultural nature of gospel music. So if you look around, we sing a lot of Hillsong music, we sing a lot of Jesus culture, a lot of Bethel, but we live here. So the very few white churches that sing gospel songs, even in England, And that speaks to how we approach music as gospel artists. And part of the motivation for us was, you know, we've experienced these dimensions where it's corporate worship and it's black people and white people and Asian. And we said, how can we do that ourselves? Because there's nothing like that. Honestly, there's nothing like that environment where you're blessed to minister to everybody, because it challenges you to be sensitive to everyone's needs. And that is the challenge we took on in writing our songs, that God want to be a part of the people you're going to use to touch the nations. People sit out a lot, but it's a lot of work to touch the nations, because you have to really hold back on the gospel energy every time. Like in the black church,
Right.
Or in a white church, depending on the service you're in, if it's 7 a.m., it's all elderly people. You got to bring it gently. And if it's at 12 o'clock, it's all young people. You got to bring the energy. Right. And that's what we've learned on our journey. And for us, that was the motivation, saying, God, we think we're ready. We think these experiences that we've had over the years, we want to put it into our music. So as we're writing our songs, we kept that at the back of our mind.
Right.
And God, we don't want to write for Nigerians. We don't want to write for Canadians. We don't want to write songs for English people. We don't want to write songs for Asians. We just want to write songs for the church, and the true church is global.
That's
so
right.
For us, I think that just set us up.
That's right. We're having a great chat with the Christian gospel duo Folari and Keziah, all the way from Canada this morning. I'm sure it's quite early, so I'm really excited that you guys sound as vibrant and and bright as this. Wow. Okay, so let me ask you, as a music ministry that you guys are a part of, I've come to understand that every ministry, be it a church or whatever, you know, dimension of ministry, has a particular specific core word that God speaks through. So basically, if you talk about churches, for some people, it's all about like holiness. For some people, it's the message of faith. For some people, it's the message of grace and all stuff like that. For Folari and Keziah, what would you say is your core message in your music?
Okay. So we founded a company called God Colors Media. And God Colors Media, I was reading to you from the scripture in Matthew where God said, you're a city on a hill, go be salt and light. But the message just says, if you go down the line and ask, it just says, we are to show forth God colors in the world. And that is what we are about. And then it says, God is not a secret to be kept. And we felt that as Christians...
Can you say that again? God is what?
God is not a secret to be kept.
Oh, wow. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. If you read that in the message version of Matthew, where God talks about city on the hill, and that's our message. Like, you know, when you've tasted something good, you can't hide it. That's the truth. Like, if it's good, you can't hide it. Like, if you bank with a good bank, you tell your friend, this is the bank to bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a place you go for your lunch, you tell your friend, guys, you got to go eat your food here. That is what God is to us. It's not a secret to be kept. This part of the world, people are quite quiet about God. In terms of, you can, the way you do it in Nigeria, you can preach anywhere. A church can open up and put speakers everywhere, can't happen here. It's really more of the way you live your lives. And what we're trying to do is to give people a taste, you know, of the God we serve, to create an appetite in them. So that, for example, when we moved out of Nigeria, so many things that we loved, we couldn't eat because we couldn't get it. But we had to develop an appetite for the things that was available to us. And what we're trying to do is that the menu of music in this part of the world, we're trying to add a new flavor to it, if I can say it that way, so that people can get an appetite for God. People don't rush to church every Sunday here, but they would listen to your music because they're your friends. And that's what we're trying to say to them. Because God has done so much for us. Our music is reflecting that. And we're writing that to say, it's not a secret. If you think I'm great, it's not me, it's my God. If you think I'm kind, it's not me, it's my God. Listen to my music, and then if you have any questions about this God, let's talk.
Wow.
So that's what we're trying to do.
Wow, amazing.
And I just want to speak to that.
Okay.
Our music is also reflective of the love of God. The Bible says that God's love was demonstrated to us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we want to be able to share the love of God with people as we sing. So you'll find out the reason why we titled our debut album, Relentless, is to show the nature of God's love towards us. So I think at the core of our message or our assignment is to be able to share that love with as many people that we come in contact with or that come in contact with our music, is to show that the love of God is available to you, the love of God is relentless, the love of God will continue pursuing you until he gets you.
Right.
He will never leave. He will never say, oh, you know, this one is so far gone that my love can never reach him. No, mm-hmm. God's love will always be relentless.
Wow.
So that's at the core of the message that we hope to bring to the world as well.
Amazing, relentless. You know, while we're talking relentless, I'm thinking to myself, you guys are putting out a debut album, and you might be thinking like, okay, so what are we going to title this album now? It's our first album, man. Falani, what do you think? Keziah, what do you think? Okay, let's use God's love. Say, no, that one is not really nice enough. Let's see. So tell me, how was it like naming your debut album? What was the process like for you?
So, it wasn't funny. Let me just say that thing. But I think the two things that came to our mind. First, we are Deeper and Higher. That's the, and then we even though we had our title track,
okay,
we hadn't arranged them in track one, track two. Right?
Oh yeah,
so
I get.
We are Deeper and Higher. But again, I think collectively, we didn't feel settled on that, right? We didn't feel this is it. You know, it's almost like naming a child. For those that have children, I think when you get a name, you know. That's how I feel. Like,
you
have to see exactly how, but a point comes where the man and the woman, which is what we did, because we birthed something. That's to me how we saw this. Like, this is giving birth to something. Mm. What do we name it? So it's not so much about, it's really ultimately what we want the song to do. And when we talk about Deeper and Higher, we felt Deeper and Higher is a devotion. We want to go deeper, we want to go higher in God. But what is ultimately God founded on is God's love.
Mm.
So it was easy to say, okay, when we look at all those tracks, what ties everything together is God's love. You praise and worship God because you love him.
Mm.
Do you understand? You devote yourself to God because you love him. You're crying for revival is really because you love God, because you're saying, God, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. So I think in my mind, that's how we set it on Relentless. I don't know if you're laughing.
No, I feel it like differently.
Tell me. Tell me.
Okay, so, as I said, we're going to title the album Deep and Higher, right?
Yeah.
So there was a time when we're doing the lead vocals for Relentless, and we're singing the song, and it just clicked in my spirit, like, this is the title track. And then he came out of the booth because he was doing his lead vocals there.
Okay.
I said, babe, I think this is the title track. I think that's what I was like, please, don't eat
that. That's the first time I'm hearing this, by the way.
Like, don't your stuff. So after a while, you know, like you said, we always try to create win-win situations. And
yeah.
I looked at, you know, all the songs and when we arranged them and everything. And he was right. You know, Relentless was the title track. And it was also evident in the fact that we also did the reprise of the song,
right,
and then the outro. So it kind of tied everything,
yeah,
and solidified the fact that that was the title track, and I think it was the right decision to make.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm loving this conversation. I must be sincere. I wish we can go on and on and on, but we don't have so much time. But I'm going to ask you one question, though. And please, don't answer this question with all of them. That is not in the option.
Okay.
Don't answer this question with all of them. There must be an answer. So I'm going to start with Keziah. What is your favorite track on the album Relentless?
Oh no! I can't pick! I can't pick, bro. Let me see.
Okay, let me paraphrase to make it easy for you to pick a favorite,
okay,
right? Now, let's assume that your CD or whatever player you're playing from, maybe on your digital store, wherever, let's assume you can only listen to one song on the album for the remaining part of this month. What song will that be?
I think maybe I'll say Jesus Is Alive.
Jesus Is Alive happens to be one of my favorites, actually. Yeah,
I think I'll say that if I had to pick, but I don't want to pick. But if I had to pick, I'll say Jesus Is Alive.
Okay, how about Falarin?
This is very easy for me. She knows I love you, my God, too much. The song, which by the way, we got a nomination for Gospel Song of the Year in Canada. Come more like the Dove Awards for Canada. I think for me, the song, every time I listen to that song, just sums up what I'm about in terms of how I see God from my childhood to now. Mm. And I feel it takes me back to my early days as a Christian, kind of like the passion I had for God, which is something I'm still trying to get back to, because as you grow older, I don't want to say the cares of this world, but the challenges that God gives you, whether it's as a husband or as a father or as a son, takes over so many things. And if you were like me and you give your life to Christ in the university in Nigeria, where there was just so much fire, so much power that, you know, you woke up, it was God, you sleep, it was God. You're My God is a song, every time I sing it, takes me back to that moment. And I remember when I started writing the song, I was in Colorado, and Colorado is known for big mountains, right? And I was driving to the airport and I saw these mountains, and I've been told about these mountains, like, wow, these are amazing mountains. But when I saw those mountains, I'm just like, you know, these mountains are here, but guess what's going to be here after they're gone?
God.
And I just started writing the song. And every time I hear that song, it just takes me somewhere else. So for me, Joe, my God, I can listen to that all day long.
Fantastic, fantastic. Let me tell you guys one other favorite song of mine in the album. It's track 8, God, God, God. I love the energy on that track. I love the energy on that track. Oh gosh, one of my favorites. One of my favorites. Okay, so what did you say?
I was gonna say we love it too, and I say the song is written just for that. Like when we're writing, I say, "You're God, 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 God." It wasn't like something endless, right? You're God, and like fill in the blanks, like God of miracles, God of wonders.
That's
but
right.
We don't want to say that you're just God, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay, at 10:17 right now, we gotta let you go. It was so much fun speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking our time to chat with us. Guys, don't forget the album is available everywhere. It's called Relentless by Falarin and Keziah. It's everywhere you get your music. But before you go, I would like you to drop a marriage advice for those who are about getting married or those who are already married. Do you have any marriage tip for them out there?
I'll just say don't take a shortcut and don't have a second plan. Too many people want to substitute prayer for many other things, but it can't happen because you're going to find out that the walls get broken down, so don't take a shortcut. Please, the things that keep you together, you got to keep doing them. You got to pray together. You got to study together. You got to stay together. You got to commit to, you know, stop calling people you dated a long time ago. Don't even joke about it. You know, don't play with it. And also, don't have a back door. Some people enter marriage thinking, if this guy stresses me, I leave. Just pray for him and pray for her and just work it out, you know. You can't change your mother. You can't change your father. Don't try to change your wife or your husband. I mean, in terms of, see it as family. You're born into it. Don't see it as, oh, I chose this person. No, it's more than that. It's a blood covenant. Right. So the way your mom sometimes drives you crazy, you can't change your mom. You can't say, I want a new mom, right? But people don't see that with marriage. But I think marriage is even deeper relationship than our parental or family relationships. And if we see it that way, there'll be no shortcut. There'll be no back door like, oh, I'm going to divorce. No. Just work it out, you know, work it out and go. We'll get you through whatever you're going through, because we've been there 9 years. It's hard. Okay, but somehow God comes through if you keep looking to Him.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I will add to that a little bit. For the people who are about to get married or hope that they will get married, one of the things that I like to advise them is to say that marriage is a beautiful thing. And it's the only relationship that the Bible says is depictive of Christ and the church. So that God union is so beautiful, it's so amazing, when you get it right God's way. Mm. I know a lot of people hear, oh, marriage is hard, marriage is difficult, you have to work at it. All that is true, but marriage is beautiful. It's something you want to be in. It's something that God created for you to enjoy. So if you lean on God and you choose right according to his will, you will see all the beauty and all the greatness and all the goodness that God intended for marriage.
Mm.
I've had very good examples married both on my husband's side and on my parents' side, almost 40 years going on both sides. And I can say that marriage is a beautiful thing. It's for the joint fulfillment of purpose.
Wow.
And I've seen that evidence in our 9 years together.
Amazing.
So I believe that God is able to do for everyone who hopes to get married their heart's desire.
Wow.
I pray that for everyone.
Fantastic.
Be careful what we sing together, by the way.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my, look at that. We had a lovely chat. We talked about music, we talked about the word, and we talked some marriage advice as well. Come on, what more can we ask for? Thank you so much, Folari and Keziah, for this one. We look forward to even more projects that you will drop in the next, in the near and the far future. And we pray that God's hand will continually be upon you and your ministry and your home, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, praise the Lord.
And thanks for your support. We feel it. I wake up sometimes and see, oh, but singing now, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, God bless you. So I'm going to leave. I'm going to end this one with Jesus is Alive from the album.
Woo!
God bless you. Have a great day.
Join together and worship Him.